Welcome back, everybody. Today, Camden is going to make us get learned by teaching us about something called synesthesia. I don't really know too much about it. I think I know a little bit, but yeah, Camden's going to be the one to kind of teach us a bit about that. So come with me on this journey to hopefully not be confused.
I hope you're not. I don't know.
She really likes it.
This is inspired by my family, because we were just talking about it last weekend, and I was like, that's interesting. Let's talk about it. So we're going to talk about it. The definition that ChatGPT gave us is that synesthesia is a neurological condition in which stimulation of one sensory or one cognitive pathway leads to an automatic involuntary experience in the second sensory or cognitive pathway. So basically, if somebody's listening to music and they have a certain type of synesthesia, then they will hear a color. Not by choice, but just it happens. So it's like, the most common one I think is for colors, for numbers or letters. I think that's pretty common. But there are obviously some more advanced ones that are a little less common.
Okay, explain it to me like I'm nine.
Like you're nine. Okay, the number two.
I know that number,
that number?
Yes.
Does it make you think of a color?
I don't know, not very much.
Not very much, yeah, like some people, like, they'll hear the number two, and they'll think...
Like green or something?
That's green. Or, my sister is really funny, she doesn't think of two as a color, but if two plus two is added together, then it equals yellow. I think is what she told me, which is really interesting. We decided that me and my sister both have it.
Really?
Yeah.
So, explain to me like I'm four. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. So,
colors, numbers, equal.
Is it something that, like, is synesthesia something that is different in, like, just how you think? Or is it something different with, like, your brain, if that makes sense? Like, is there a reason why...
I don't like think you or your sister would think that way, for example? I don't think there's a reason. I think it's just like how we were born. It's just like a different way of thinking. Like, a lot of people with synesthesia will think that they're not very smart just because their brain works differently than a lot of other people's. So they're still smart, but it's just in a different way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is it something that... I don't know. Like, did you think other people in your family think that way other than your sister, or...
I don't think so. My mom definitely doesn't. Just based on the conversation we had last week, we know me and my sister think that same way, but we haven't talked to anybody other than my mom and my husband. But they definitely think differently.
Interesting.
But, like, one example that me and my sister have a lot, this is kind of how it came up. Like, we didn't know what it was until we were talking about something, and my sister was like, can you look at something and just imagine how it would feel on your tongue? And I was like, yes, that makes sense to me. And my mom was like, no, that's weird.
I feel
but
like,
it's not how it would taste, it's just how it would feel, like, yeah, the, like texture the texture on your tongue.
I feel like I could understand that more than...
Than the colors.
Maybe. I don't know. I think it depends on...
Yeah, like, some of them weren't very relatable to me and my sister, like the music one, like, if you're listening to pop music, you hear the color orange, like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't, yeah.
But, like, yeah, if I look at my couch, I can imagine the texture on my tongue.
Interesting.
Like, I can feel it.
Why your tongue, though?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Like... I don't know, I feel like it would be easier just for me to know what it feels like with my hand or something.
Well, yeah, but that's just based on experiences.
Is it, though?
Maybe, like, you felt...
Is your tongue not based on experience?
I don't think so.
You're not gonna go too deep into that?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Because, I don't know, like, if you look at concrete, I've never licked concrete before, but I can imagine how it would feel on my tongue.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't know.
Not even how it would taste, just how it would feel on
my
tongue. Yeah,
but I feel like there are things I haven't touched before that I could probably guess what it feels like. Not necessarily with my tongue.
I don't know, like, it's just...
I don't
it's
know.
Automatic.
That part's just weird, I don't know.
It's just, it's automatic. So okay. It's not like we're thinking, what would that feel like on our tongue? It's just like, we look at it and we're like, oh, that's what it would feel
it's
like.
It's just how it is.
It's just how it just automatically happens. So that's the weird part of it. I don't know.
That is interesting. So do you like, I don't know, what other ways does that apply, though? Other than low-key thinking about licking stuff.
I don't think about licking stuff.
I mean, what else do you, how else would you describe
it? I just see it and I feel it. I see it and I feel it.
Yeah, but your tongue's not going to actually brush up against it, like...
Yes, I know my tongue isn't
going to... Don't tell me you've licked concrete before. Don't give me
I don't think I have. Okay. Unless it was like I was about to eat an ant when I was 5 years old. I don't know. You know? I don't know.
What is an ant... How would an ant feel on your tongue?
I don't know. Probably because I'm not looking at it. It's the automatic response, I'm telling you.
Okay, well, here. Allow me...
Pull up a picture of an ant.
Here's an ant.
Yeah, see, now I know what it would feel like.
What would it feel like on your tongue?
I can't explain it. I'm just telling you that I feel
sure
it.
You can't.
It would just feel like smooth almost. I don't know how to... I don't know how to explain it. I don't know how to explain it. It's just like if I see it, I can feel it.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you feel it, chase it.
I don't want to. Well, I mean...
That's just a very exaggerated example.
I know. I'm not trying to be, like, a skeptic or anything, but it just... It doesn't seem like something that is that... I don't know. I feel like just some people can assume what things feel like.
But that's because they're thinking about
it. Is it not always related? Like, can the same people always then know what... color the number 17 is or something like that?
No.
Like, which is probably teal or something. I don't know.
I can see it.
Okay. Well, it just seems...
Either teal or yellow, I feel like.
It just seems so subjective to me. I don't know.
Well, yeah, it is subjective. But, like... I don't know. It's just, like, that automatic response. It just comes naturally to some people. Whereas other people have to, like, think about it. And then they're like, oh, that makes sense.
Okay.
That the number 17 would be yellow, you know, or teal.
And then, so when they say, like, can you hear colors? Are they talking about what you were saying where people, like, hear the color orange when they hear pop music or something?
Yeah, it's like a response that's triggered by the music. So it's not just, like, they can think of a song and assume what color it would be. It's like... When they hear certain things, they hear the color orange.
Is that...
I've never experienced that, so I don't know how to explain that.
Would that be... So, could you think of that as something... I don't know how to describe what my question is. Like, imagination, I guess, if that makes sense. Like, maybe on some level, some people, when they're listening to music, they have an easy time... imagining what is happening in there, but then other people aren't able to specifically imagine things or people or something, so they just imagine colors. Does that make sense?
What maybe
I'm explaining, because yeah.
if I'm reading a book and I can visualize the people, then mm-hmm. it's fine, but my mom can't do that, so maybe she just
right hears, like could that be something similar?
It might be something similar. I don't know the psychology behind it. It'd be cool to study though.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of what I think of, because it's like, well, I don't imagine a color when I hear a song, but I can imagine the people that they're singing about or something. And then maybe my imagination isn't as detailed or something. So all that leaves me with is colors. Like,
it's potential.
That's what I imagine, I guess.
I definitely think it could be. Because, like, it's a different way of thinking. So maybe that's just... Because, like, visualizing people for me when reading is just an automatic response. So I wonder if that's part of it.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing, too. Maybe this is just how I think, but when I think of numbers, for example, I don't know, I don't think of anything other than the number. Maybe, like, things to represent the number, like, I think of two apples or something like that, but it's not a color that represents the number. Or is that kind of a way, is that, like, am I misunderstanding how that could be? Like, could someone with synesthesia, look at the number 5, and that's just represented by the color orange to them in their head. Does that make sense?
It might be. It might be that it's represented by that. It might just be that, like, when they see the number 5 or hear the number 5 in their brain, they're just imagining that it's orange.
Hmm.
Have you never, like, imagined a number? Okay.
Well, I don't know. It's just...
You're in a kindergarten classroom.
I am.
And all the numbers on the wall have colors. Because it's fun. That's basically what somebody's brain would be doing.
Okay.
Just make it have a color.
Like the number itself?
Like the number itself.
Like if the number 5 was orange. Like the color... Or not. Sorry, I said that wrong. If the number 5 was just... written in the color orange, kind of a thing.
Yeah, something like that.
Not as much of, like, just a...
It's not like a vibe, it's orange. Like a... They're thinking of orange for the number 5.
Interesting.
Like, the number 5 is written in orange. Hmm. I could be wrong with, like, the adding thing, though. I don't do that. My sister does that, I don't. So I don't know where she gets the 2 plus 2 equals yellow from, but... That's how she explained it last time.
Just take
time,
a step back and think about the sentence you just said.
No, I know. It sounds weird.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of, I don't know, like, think of how that could be, like, to relate it. Because, I don't know, I don't really think that way very much.
Right.
Right. So that's just interesting. Because, I don't know, maybe you've heard that before. When people are told to think of what an apple looks like, just, like, to stick with that example... like some people can imagine it in super high detail of like the apple. Other people can almost see it as like a cartoonish apple.
Yeah.
And then other people just simply see the word apple, or like people just can't think of anything at all. Like, so I guess in my head it was like, rather than imagining an apple, it was like, oh, it's just the color red is in my head. And like red represents an apple. But that might be different.
That might be different. I don't know. That's interesting. I'm no expert, so if you have comments on this, let us know.
Huh, that's interesting.
That is interesting. They said synesthesia is constant, though, so if somebody sees the letter A as red, then it's always going to be red.
Oh, interesting.
Might always be red. And it only affects about 2 to 4% of the population.
Oh,
so I'm special.
That's fantastic. But there is no sign of being genetic or something. It's just the way
people think. Yeah, I don't think so. It's just how they're born, the way they think.
It's like, do you think... I don't know. You probably don't know this. Do you think two, like, twins or something, do you think they would both think similarly?
Probably. I would assume so. I wonder if it's something, like, before they're born, like, something affects their way of thinking. So it leads them to be a synesthete, as they say.
Synesthete.
That's what it says there.
Oh, really? A synesthete.
Synesthete.
People that do synesthesia stuff.
That have it.
That have it, yes. That's interesting.
The condition is not considered a disorder because most synesthetes describe it as neutral or even enjoyable.
Hmm.
I think it adds personality to my life.
I mean, I don't think it would take away from life.
Oh, it says that it is a genetic component.
Oh, really?
It is believed to have genetic component and might be linked to increased connectivity between brain regions.
Huh.
And it is more common for people with high creativity and is often associated with artistic or musical talent.
See, because that's kind of what I wondered is, I feel like a lot of it is the way you imagine or are creative and things like that. Like, that's kind of what I had in mind. I didn't really think about it with music, honestly. Or with musical ability.
Yeah, I wonder if it's like when you're playing a song, you're just thinking of a color or something.
Yeah, that could be.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Some people will taste words.
Oh, that's what?
So if somebody, like, if somebody says a word, it just triggers a taste for some reason.
Why is it always with taste or the tongue and stuff like that?
It's not always, okay? There's also this one.
I mean,
voices trigger the perception of colors or visual patterns. That would be interesting. Like, my husband just comes home one day, he's like, hey, how's it going? And I think of a green plaid pattern. That'd be weird. Anyway.
Well, all I'm saying is, if I had a nickel for every time that synesthesia related to something with the tongue, I'd have 2 nickels, which isn't a lot, but it's weird that it happened twice. And if it happens one more time, I wouldn't have enough to do anything still.
There's also the mirror touch synesthesia, which is feeling a tactical sensation when observing somebody else being touched.
Feeling
I think I can do that. I think that happens to me.
I
Which is really weird, actually. I've never thought about that before, but I think that happens to me. Like, if somebody gets touched on the arm, then I can, like, feel...
I feel like I could imagine what it feels like. I don't know. It's not like I literally feel it.
Sometimes I will literally feel it. I don't know.
Or...
Especially where I'm, like, OCD, and so I have to, like, if somebody, like, shakes this hand, then I have to, like... Do like touch this hand so it doesn't like feel uneven.
Feel left out.
No, it doesn't feel uneven.
That's left out.
So
that's
like, if somebody like gets touched on the shoulder, then I either have to touch it.
Uneven
or
is just your mom's nice way of saying left out. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Like you're not being left out, son. You're just uneven.
That's not how that works.
Well, so kind of what I'm thinking. So I don't know when I'm watching a movie or something, and there's times when someone. I can't think of a specific example. Like, they get stabbed or shot or something. It's like, I don't know, you can almost feel, like, that kind of...
Oh, yeah, I would feel it.
Empathetic pain, I guess. But it's not like... I don't know.
Maybe people with synesthesia are just more empathetic, so they just feel it.
Maybe.
Specifically the mirror touch synesthesia.
I don't know. I think, to a degree, a lot of people can relate to that. Like. Yeah. That's a lot of why...
They're like, oh, that would hurt.
That's a lot of why like people don't like gory movies and things like that. I mean, it's just bad, but, like, I think it can be... Like, it can be easy to put yourself in that person's shoes, I guess. But then for little things like someone touching somebody else's arm, like, I don't know, I don't... I can imagine that, but I don't literally feel it.
I do. I didn't know I did, but I do.
Wow.
Anyway... another one is number form synesthesia, so visualizing numbers in spatial patterns or specific arrangements.
I do that a little bit, actually.
I don't know exactly what that means.
So what came to mind for me was sometimes I don't remember the order of a number, but I can imagine them on a keypad, like where they are, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I wonder if that's... yeah, that's probably part of it.
That's kind of what came to mind for me, like patterns and things like that. Like my phone password... I don't know, like...
Sometimes you forget the number, but...
I don't know the numbers, but I remember where they are or something.
So when somebody asks you your password, you're like, it's like this.
Right, or if you want, like, not to brag or subtle flex, like, it's a bit of a flex, you know, but... I don't know, I know quite a few, digits of pi, you know, and...
Here we go.
When I was first learning, I used an app to, like, memorize the numbers, and for me... I didn't remember the numbers as much as where they were on my phone, but because of that, it makes it easier. I basically remember the patterns of the numbers. Well, no, like when I'm saying it, I literally imagine the patterns of like three numbers at a time, like what shapes they
make. That makes sense. That
so
makes
I almost
sense.
Remember shapes rather than the numbers themselves. So
yeah, and that's another one that's kind of on here, I think, is...
I can relate to that one.
Never mind. It's music or voices, but... Yeah, I feel like certain words would... I feel like these are a lot interchangeable. Like, you could say,
right.
Like, numbers remind you of visual patterns or, yeah, something like that. That makes sense. Do you think that's the same with, like... I guess that's just memorization. But, like, if you are playing a song, you maybe don't remember what note it is, but you remember where your fingering is?
Yeah. Oh, I think so. Well, I mean, I don't know if it's the
same
thing.
I guess you don't have fingering. You're a trauma.
Well, but this, for clarinets, I think it's the same idea, though. Like... You don't know what note you're playing, but you just know it's there. Yeah. I don't know if it's the exact same thing, but I think... I mean, that's definitely something that happens.
Something you could tie in. Maybe. I wonder. If you have comments, please let us know. Associating personalities or genders with numbers, days, or letters.
Huh. Beyond just saying you have a case of the Mondays?
Yes.
Well, I
mean, what about, like... I don't know. I think even, like, even and odd. Like, you can tell which days of the week are even and which ones are odd. You know? Like, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays are even.
Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays are even. So Tuesdays, like, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays?
Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays are odd.
I wouldn't agree with that, though.
What would you say?
I think if any days were even, it would be Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And then all the other days are odd.
Interesting. That's really interesting.
But maybe for me, it's because my schedule is a lot more similar, like, those days. Like, I wouldn't group Tuesday and Wednesday.
I don't think I normally would, but for some reason it just felt even today. And that's where I don't think I have that type of synesthesia, because,
just
like,
because
it changes.
It's whatever you want.
It just depends on the day.
I don't know. So that's, I don't know, for me, and, like, I think of Tuesday as the second day, Thursday is the fourth, and Saturday is the sixth.
Okay, that makes
sense.
So
that also helps.
Even though it's actually the third and the fifth, but that's all right.
Well, it depends. We're not going to say what the two part of Tuesday.
Don't get him started.
There's nothing here.
Sunday is the first day of the week, and you can't convince me otherwise.
That's great.
Weekends. It's like two ends of the road.
That's not what it's called, though, is it?
It's called the weekend.
It's not, actually.
Days of the weekend.
They're called the weekend, not the weekends.
The weekend. I don't know how I feel about that band, actually. Anyway.
Well, is it because they spelled their name wrong, according to you?
Yes.
Oh,
no, actually, I don't think so. It's just because all his songs sound the same. Anyway.
I don't know anything about the weekend, so... but come on, though. I mean, Monday being the first day makes sense, though. I'm not saying the whole calendar has to revolve around that, but Monday's the first day of the week that
Sunday's,
you do stuff.
Sunday's the first of the week.
No, it's not, though.
I don't care. Time, space, synesthesia. So I looked up less common forms of synesthesia. The first one is individuals perceive time, days, weeks, months, or years as a spatial arrangement. For instance, a person might see the calendar as a 3D spiral or a timeline stretching out in front of them. I think I do that.
Wait, what? So you imagine the calendar as like a 3D thing?
3D spiral. Or it's like they think of 2 months from now and it's stretched out on a timeline and the 2 months is over here.
Weird.
I think I kind of do that, but not really.
I imagine a calendar in my head. I don't know. Like, someone says, oh, we have something December 7th. Like, I imagine the calendar, and then, like, add a couple weeks for December. And, like, I don't know. I can visualize where it is on
but
a calendar.
But do you know what day it is?
That's a Saturday, but...
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know why you just know that off the
top
of
your head. Yeah, it's a Saturday.
Oh, do you have something that weekend?
Probably.
On our band?
Not me.
The second one.
That was just an example.
Sound odor synesthesia. Certain sounds or musical notes trigger the perception of smells. For example, a piano note might evoke the scent of roses.
A piano note?
Yeah, so if like somebody just hits it and they're like, boom, smell. I can't do that.
Smell the scent of roses. I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think I can really imagine smells that well either, though.
I don't know if I can either. I wonder if that's why I just can't relate to any of those.
Like,
ones,
I don't know. Like, I don't really have smell sensations unless I'm smelling something. A smelly.
And there's a difference
smell.
Between like synesthesia and nostalgia. Because like, if I think of my grandma's house, I smell like her my grandma's house. Like, it's her old house, but yeah, I don't know. It's different, but it's strange.
I think if I can imagine a smell, it's pretty subtle. If I'm thinking of a memory,
usually it is for me too. But for some reason, my grandma's old house is really
like. I think I can imagine. Not the smell, but I can imagine the feeling of the smell, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Like, I don't need to be reminded of what crap smells like to know that it smells bad.
That's true.
But, like, I can imagine what I feel like when I smell it.
Okay, okay.
Or, same thing, like, I can imagine what chocolate chip cookies smell like. You know, like, how that makes me feel, but I can't imagine
remember.
What they smell like.
Okay, okay. I can see that.
So, like, the sensation I feel, like, I don't know, it kind of seems obvious at an instance, but...
No, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyway, number 3, visual tactile synesthesia. Seeing certain textures, patterns, or visual stimuli causes a physical sensation on the body. For example, looking at a rough surface might make a person feel itchy.
I feel like I might have this one. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, this one I feel like, me too.
Does this tie in to, what's it called? Tryptophobia? Which is like the fear of holes?
Maybe.
Because I've always wondered about that
one. As long as there's a second automatic sensation, then yes.
I mean, it makes someone feel uncomfortable. If that makes sense.
Holes, oh no.
Well, no, it's not. Well, I just mean, I can't really imagine what I'm explaining, but like that kind of a thing where sort of textures can give you a feeling, I guess.
Like, that's true.
Beyond just feeling them, but
like sandpaper. Just the thought of sandpaper makes me want to like claw my skin off. I think I have this.
Don't give me crap. I'm gonna make sure I'm talking about the right thing. Tryptophobia. An aversion to the sight or repetitive patterns of or clusters of small holes or bumps. Yeah, not gonna lie, this kind of trips me up a little bit. Like, I don't know.
It just looks fake. What the heck is that?
I don't know.
Cover what that photo.
Is. I'm not putting that on. I don't know. It makes me feel uncomfy for some reason.
Okay, no, that makes sense.
None of these are good examples, though.
No, these are terrible. Except for maybe that one over there.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, honeycombs don't really do it, though.
No, honeycomb.
Maybe this one a little bit. Like, I don't know why. Just the sight of a bunch of holes just makes me feel uncomfy.
That's valid.
But nothing else really does that for me, so.
Yeah, maybe it is tied into that. Who knows? That's crazy.
I don't know. It doesn't make me feel itchy or anything like that. It just, I don't like looking at it.
It's valid.
So, I don't know. Next one. Let's go on to the next one.
Okay. Emotion color synesthesia. Emotions are automatically associated with specific colors. For instance, feeling joy might also always be accompanied by the perception of a golden hue.
Golden hue.
I feel like anger is always red. And that is something that people would agree with.
That's pretty universal.
Yeah.
I think that's a pop culture thing, though.
Inside Out has kind of forced us to think of certain colors.
Yeah, like happy is yellow, sad is blue.
Yeah. Disgust is green. Whoever came up with that also had synesthesia. I don't know.
Well, I feel like even before that movie, though.
Well, yeah,
I think those things
movie,
made sense.
Yeah, before the movie, but still, I wonder if like the first person who said it was like.
Yeah.
Had synesthesia, and then somebody was like, yeah, that's genius.
I think so. I think that's how a lot of these things are. Like, someone imagines them as something, and then they can catch on in a way.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know. Like, a lot of them, I wouldn't probably naturally think of some of those things being those colors, but I can, they're just kind of ingrained into how we think. That's so true. I don't know.
Are we actually brainwashing children?
Probably. Is that a bad thing?
It's a question for another day. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, number 5. Kinetic tactile synesthesia. Movements such as watching someone dance or seeing an object in motion elicit tactile sensations. For example, seeing someone wave might create a tickling sensation on the viewer's hand. I have that.
Seeing someone wave creates a tickling sensation on the viewer's hand?
Or like seeing somebody dance, for sure. Like I can feel what they're doing. Which sounds really weird, but it's weird. I don't know how else to explain that.
If you see someone like just chilling and typing or something, can you see that or feel that? I mean,
yes.
That's,
I think,
very odd.
I don't know. I'm not seeing anyone typing right now, so yes. Yes, I can.
That's a really weird thing.
That is weird, but.
I feel like that ties into the other thing we were talking about.
Synesthesia.
About, like, if you can feel somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, have their arm touched or something.
Yeah, like, if I saw somebody touch you, if I was thinking of the person who, like, touched your arm, I would feel it in my hand. But if I saw, like, if I was thinking of it from your perspective, I would, like, feel it in my arm.
Can you just choose whose perspective you're feeling it from?
I guess now I can. Because I just thought of that when I was like, if somebody touches your shoulder, then I was like, wait, if I was the one touching his shoulder, I would feel it in my hand. I don't know. It's weird. I don't know what I just did to myself, but I'm going to go cry.
I feel like you can't have both. Like, you can, if you can both feel someone touching your arm, but your arm being touched at the same time.
I think it just depends on who I'm looking at.
That's really weird.
I know. That's why I wanted to talk about this. It's weird. like it.
See, I think that can... I can almost buy that more than just...
looking at something and feeling the taste on my tongue.
Yeah.
It's not even the
That's
taste.
That's just weird.
I just feel... like, if I look at my shoe right there, I feel the smoothness on my tongue.
Yeah, but I don't have to think of what that... I don't know. It's fine.
Anyway, number six. Taste shape synesthesia. Tastes are associated with shapes or textures. Eating something salty might create a mental impression of a spiky shape, while something sweet might feel round and smooth in the mind. Interesting. Thoughts?
I don't know. I always have to like read it twice to really get what it's saying. Eating something salty might create a mental impression of a spiky shape.
I can see that one. I don't know about the sweet being round, but...
I don't know. Not really.
Interesting.
It just is what it is.
That's funny.
I don't know.
I feel like soup is a circle.
What? Excuse me now?
Soup is a circle.
Soup is a circle.
I feel like that's what it is. Like, when you eat it, you just think of a circle? No? Okay, well...
I think of soup.
I think I'm weird.
I think so, too.
Olfactory gustatory synesthesia. I don't know what that means. Okay. Smells trigger specific tastes and vice versa. For instance, smelling lavender might evoke the taste of chocolate. I did that when I was little. It wasn't lavender, but it was Terra Shield from doTERRA.
I thought that was more of a normal thing, though.
Well, yeah, if you smell a chocolate chip, you're going to think of a chocolate chip.
No, but I mean, isn't that what the whole point of scented candles are, for example? Or other things?
Yeah, if it smells like pumpkin, then it reminds you of pumpkin, you know?
Yeah, but it's not really pumpkin. I don't know, like, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about.
Maybe I'm just gaslighting you right now. I actually don't know.
Well, I don't know. Because isn't that a whole test where... I think I'm thinking of something else. Never mind, but...
Perhaps. I don't know. I feel like that maybe one that would is be... weird. I don't know why it's so much less common. I feel
smelling
like
lavender might evoke the taste of chocolate.
And that's definitely something in your brain.
I think it can remind me of other things. But that also because I can't really imagine what lavender smells like and what chocolate smells like at the same time. So I don't know.
Well, it's the taste of chocolate, not the smell.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's a good point.
I don't know.
Okay, you don't have that.
I guess not.
Alright, conceptual synesthesia. Abstract ideas or concepts like mathematical operations, moral decisions, or philosophical thoughts evoke sensory responses. For example, thinking about the concept of justice might be accompanied to a metallic taste.
I think for me, if it was anything, it wouldn't be taste or smell.
I don't think it would be taste or smell.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think it'd be anything. It's kind of weird.
You don't like hear something? They're like justice, and you're like da da da.
No.
Me neither.
I was about to be really concerned.
I hear voices. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. Like I.
Yeah, that one I don't think I get that one. As much.
So, like, then you imagine, or, like, you taste metallic something.
But, like, if I see algebra, or, like, an algebraic equation...
Don't justify this, nobody.
I think of a color depending on the equation.
But isn't that just back to the numbers thing?
Kind of. Because that's the equation as a whole, not the number.
So, like, if it's a division equation versus straight up, like, a summation, then it's different.
2x times 4 equals... purple for some reason. That was weird. I gotta stop. This is weird.
But does it matter what is in the equation or just the fact that it's an addition
like it,
equation?
I feel like it would be. I don't know. I'd have to have somebody write down a bunch of equations and then I would tell them what color it feels like.
That's weird.
It
though.
Is weird.
That's exactly what you made fun of your sister for.
I didn't make fun of her. I just said that that's a good example.
Well, I thought you said you didn't have that.
Okay, I don't... When I see 2 plus 2, it does not equal yellow in my mind.
Well, what does it equal to you?
But the 2s can both be yellow, and the 4 is green or something.
So does yellow plus yellow equal green, though?
No. Yellow and blue makes green.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
I don't know how to explain it.
But that's what I'm saying. Okay, I don't know. So it's not that you see... I don't know. Never mind.
I'm hurting Nathan's head.
Well, I'm just trying to imagine, but every time I do, I seem like the crazy one.
All right, number 9 is pain color synesthesia. So physical pain is perceived as having a distinct color. For instance, a headache might appear as flashing red or yellow light. I feel like that one's a given. But maybe it's just because, like, in textbooks and stuff, they're like, oh my gosh, his knee hurts, so it's red.
I guess so. For instance, a headache might appear as flashing red or yellow light. I don't think I do this,
especially not to myself. Like, if I see somebody else in pain, then maybe I think of it as, like, red, because it hurts, you know? But I don't think that I do that.
Me neither. I mean, there's the whole thing where they say, like, certain colors can make you hungry or something, but I think that's different. I don't know.
Interesting. That is interesting.
Whew. I don't know, because isn't that the whole reason McDonald's is, like, all red and yellow? It's because it psychology makes you more hungry.
That is true.
But I don't think... Is that the same kind of idea as physical pain?
I don't think so. I think it's slightly different. I think that's more of a subconscious one, whereas this one is, again, automatically triggered. I guess the other one is...
Isn't that what subconscious is?
Let me think about the way that I'm thinking here. I feel like if you see certain colors and it makes you hungry, that's different than if you see physical pain and then you think of a color after.
See, okay.
Like, seeing the color makes you hungry, it's different than seeing a problem and thinking of a color.
Yeah, I guess so. Or I guess, could a way of thinking about it be... Oh, wait, I guess this is kind of different. I was going to say, well, that's what the whole idea of synesthesia is, I guess, is that one sense can lead to another sense, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I guess that's different than an emotion or something, like being hungry.
Yeah, I would think so. Maybe not.
Well, I mean, because it's saying that, or what was the example it used, is when you see someone... hurt, that you might relate it to the color red or something.
Yeah.
But that's different, because those are two senses, but that's different than you seeing the color yellow and being hungry, because being hungry isn't really a sense, that's just an emotion.
Yeah.
So, like, I guess that's a difference, is emotions being tied to a sense versus a sense being tied to a completely different sense.
And I think that the sense being tied to an emotion is more because of, like, the conditioning that you've had throughout your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you get home from school and you want a snack and you just happen to see the color yellow enough that it reminds you of food.
I do remember them seeing a thing, though, where they said... I can't remember what this was, but they were saying purple is one of the most, like, pleasing colors we can see, or calming colors, which is also unfortunate because it's one of the rarest colors in nature, and so it's kind of cruel when you think about it, yeah. But...
That's where color psychology comes in, and you said it was useless.
I didn't say it was useless, did I?
I don't know, maybe. I think you did.
I think you're gaslighting me.
No, right, I think now. You actually did say that, because I was like, color psychology is so cool to me, and you're like, yeah, but when would you actually apply that?
I don't think I said that.
He's gaslighting me.
Why would I say that?
I don't know. It sounds like something you would have said.
I don't think it does.
Anyway, number 10 is the aura perception. So basically, aura, if you can perception. See an aura, then that's the color that the person is associated with. So, auras are fake, because...
Yeah, you lost me at aura, I'm not gonna lie to you.
I know, I had a feeling this one was coming, because I was like, this kind of seems like something I would do, so I wonder if my mom has that. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But I also think that, like, it could just be, like, if you see somebody you know really well, then you think of a color. It's not just necessarily that they're glowing with a color around them, you know?
But I feel like that's... I feel like it's different than what it is saying, though. Because I think that goes back to your emotions being tied to a color, rather than...
That's a good point, actually.
...seeing someone as, like, literally glowing or something like
that. That's a good point. I don't know. It just says specific people are associated with colors. It's called the person color synesthesia. So, I don't know. Maybe it's, like, somebody you've never met before is... You seem like you would be a certain color.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't understand art at all. Perception. So, I have no idea.
Interesting.
Musical emotion and tactile synesthesia. Hearing music evokes physical sensations linked to emotions, like a rush of warmth when hearing a moving symphony.
I think that makes sense, but I thought that was
like the chills.
Normal, I'm not going to lie.
I think it is normal.
Well, like, I don't know, if there are certain... Like, I think that's what moving music does, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
You hear certain songs and, like, I don't know.
Makes you feel a certain way. I feel like, yeah.
But even beyond emotion, like, I literally feel something come over me, if that makes
sense. Like chills or, like, oh.
Chills or warmth, I could say.
Yeah, I feel like that one's... I feel like that one's, like, something that happens even if you don't have synesthesia a lot of times.
Yeah. I don't know. Or something specific that I think of, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Number 12, sequence personality synesthesia. Sequences like numbers, days, or letters are personified with unique personalities or traits. For example, Monday might feel stern and serious, while 7 is mischievous. Okay, this one's... For sure I have this. Because it's like you said, 7 is Thursday. And they have the same personality. Do I know what that is? So. Boring, probably. I don't know.
Wow. Interesting.
I don't really care if
typical, it's typical, like...
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Sequences.
Wednesdays are a party. I don't know. That's really interesting. It does also say that each synesthete's experiences are unique, so combinations of sensory and cognitive associations can vary widely. These less common forms of synesthesia highlight the fascinating ways our brains can create cross-sensory sensory connections. Hmm. So it can be different for each person, so that's interesting.
Huh. And I imagine different senses, like, because for you it seems like a lot of the things that are tied to physical things, like, they're stronger for you, where you said you can feel what other people might be feeling or things like that, or those kind of different sensations. Like, for you, those seem to be stronger compared to the ones that have to do with smell or something, although you did mention those. So I don't know. Like, it seems like some things are stronger for you, and there seems to be a common
thread. And I think that's where it's, like, different between me and my sister is, like, we usually have different ones. The only similar one is really looking at something and feeling it on your tongue.
For me, I can understand the things that have to do with patterns a bit more, or, like, repetitive things, like with some of those math things. Like, for me, a lot, I enjoy doing algebra and things like that, but I think I also am good at it, or whatever you'd want to say in quotes, because I imagine a lot of equations and things like that as patterns rather than actually equations.
Like a problem.
So, like, I'm pretty quick with, like, multiplication or addition and things like that, just because I don't think of what... I don't actually go through the equation in my head. I'm just quick at recognizing patterns and getting there.
No,
I don't know. I think, for me, that's kind of what I think of more. But I feel like that's not exactly what it is, either. Like, that kind of seems different. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I have it. I would just assume. But where it only affects 2-4% of people, I think that's really interesting, because I feel like a lot of people could relate to different things in different ways. I don't know. It's really interesting.
And it's like you said, I think a lot of them have to do with... I don't know. For me, that's kind of what I think of, is what has to do with actual, like, genetics, like it said, or certain life experiences. So, like, for me, I can relate a lot to the one that I talked about with where it said a certain song or, like, orchestra or something can make you feel a certain way, but I've also heard a lot of those in my life, and so, like, it makes me feel that way, whereas a normal pop song might not do that.
Right.
So, I don't know. Like, it's like you said, nostalgia, I feel like, can be related, but different.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. So for me, that's kind of what I think about as well, is where is the line between something that is, like, pop culture that everyone kind of agrees with, whereas it's something different. And because it seems pretty personal, too.
Yeah.
Because not everyone sees the 2 as a yellow or whatever. But, so, I don't know. Yeah. That's where it seems a little...
That's true. I think a lot of it is just, like, how much of it is genetics and, like, what you were born with versus how much of it have you, like... made connections through in your life, like the number 7 and Thursday, also November and the color brown. I don't know.
I think of November is brown, huh?
And November's like Thursday. and the number 7.
November is the Thursday of the...
I know, but it just... I don't know.
Because it's like the penultimate month or something, and penultimate... Like, because it's like right before Friday, and like you think of December as Friday, like the Friday of the...
December doesn't feel like Friday, but see, that's the November other thing. Feels like Thursday.
To me, it seems like there's not really any...
like, pattern to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels kind of random. I don't know.
It's like you said how Tuesday, Wednesday, and what else are like...
Friday, Saturday?
Even, and Friday and Saturday are even days?
Okay, yeah, I could see like where the college thing has changed that, though, because like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday can all be even. But Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday is odd. But you said the opposite. You said they were...
like, even. But I've always thought that way. Like, on my mission in high school. Like, I don't know. I think if I was to say there were days that were even...
It'd be every other day.
Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Like numbers or... It's every other one.
And then, like, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, or whatever.
It's interesting. I would not have put those two together, but...
Well, it's every other day. Like, I don't know. To me, that makes sense.
Maybe. I don't know. Doesn't make sense to me, but
I don't know.
I think people are gonna watch this podcast and just think I'm actually insane.
You might be. You could be insane and have synesthesia, though. Those two things are possible. Like, they're not exclusive. To be fair.
Yeah, people are gonna be like, "You're actually insane. You have no idea what you're talking about." It could
be, because
I'm gonna be like, "Sorry, guys, keep listening, please."
I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know. I'm just trying to put something to it to try to imagine it myself. And
it's really weird how the human brain... This is why I love psychology. Because the human brain can only imagine so much. It's like, even if somebody explains it to you, you may not understand it. Because your brain just thinks differently. Which I think is crazy. I think it's so cool.
This is something that, I don't know, I was thinking of. It's kind of related, but I'm actually in an intro to psychology class right now. And so some of the things we're talking about, like, I've been learning as well.
The 2 times you've been to class.
I've been there
a lot. I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
But, I don't know, we watched a video, I'd actually seen it a long time ago, but we rewatched it. And it was about kind of how the brain and memories work and things like that. And so that's also what makes me wonder is different, or if we could tap into actually see how people's brain works. Basically, the idea of the video was... this guy, whose name is Michael, Michael is going in, and it's this place in Japan, I believe, and this was probably 7 years ago, but he's there talking to these scientists who put him in, like, an MRI to look at his brain, and they had him memorize pictures of different celebrities and things like that, so when he got in the MRI, they would say, okay, so imagine that exact picture of Ryan Reynolds and Ryan Gosling or Jennifer Lawrence, whoever it might be. And they were able to look at parts of his brain that lit up and be able to reconstruct what he was imagining. And they were able to find that a lot of the ways that we remember things aren't actually accurate. Because they looked and they're like, there's certain features that look like Ryan Gosling, for example, but it doesn't really look like him. And then they even said, now imagine what you look like yourself. And it didn't look anything like him. Like, his own brain couldn't imagine what he looked like.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't look at it very
And then they were like, well, is this just because of, like, the machine? Like, there's a fault in how we're going through the process? But they literally showed him pictures while he was in there and just said, now, like, reconstruct this in your head, like, real time. And it was pretty much 100% correct. So it's like the process works of looking what parts of his brain lights up, but we just remember things weird. But anyway, the technology had kind of evolved to where they were able to look at just what you're imagining and be able to reconstruct that. And they said, we can look at what you dreamed about last night and look at, like, little screenshots or whatever it might be. And it even works with animals, and it's in color and things like that. So there's all of this. And so that's what I wonder, if there would be a time when we'd actually be able to look into this and have people think of the number 7 and see what kind of things come from that. If there are certain colors they imagine, or patterns and things like that. Because I think that would be really interesting. We can't really test for sensations of smell and taste, I feel like, as easily. But at least for what you're imagining and what you see, I feel like that would work a lot better. And I mean, you could probably test for physical sensations as well. Like, here's someone punching somebody else in the arm. Like, did you feel that kind of thing? Like, you could probably see. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder if that...
I think there's a lot there where it could probably tie over.
That would be really fascinating to study.
I don't know. Okay. That video itself just kind of fascinated
me. Yeah, that video is cool.
But, I don't know. I guess that could probably be applied to a lot of other fields in psychology. But that was 7 years ago, so I don't even know how the technology's evolved since then.
That's true. I don't know how long that would be.
Because from what I understand, it was kind of like a prototype stage back then. Yeah. From the video.
Yeah,
so
starting out, but
I don't know. I think it's pretty untapped in a lot of ways. It maybe doesn't get a lot of attention because maybe some people are like, well, I don't, maybe there's not, like, maybe they think it's not worth looking into what people
And they do
think
like
of.
When you're starting a study, they have you look at, like, they actually, you have to get, like, past a certain board called the IRB. So you have to, like, make sure that it would actually be worth their time studying. So I wonder if people just haven't tried because they were like, what would we do with this? But
right.
I think that it could benefit a lot of people.
Right. And
eventually.
It's like you said, there's not really any fault in thinking that way. In fact, I think it could be beneficial in a lot of ways because if you're able to attribute things to colors, like, maybe it'd make you more efficient in doing math or something like that. Even being creative, like, there's so many potentials there. I don't know. I think there's benefits to it, but it's just kind of hard to pinpoint because it's kind of hard to understand, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know. For me, that's kind of the biggest thing is imagining what that is like.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, even, like, all of those I can't understand, but there are some that I'm like, that makes sense in my head.
Right.
I don't know. It's just... It really just depends on the person, I guess.
Yeah.
It'd be so cool if we could just get all our brains together, though. Just see how everybody thought. That'd
yeah.
be so cool.
Kind of freaky at the same time, though.
Yeah, that'd be cool. They're just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, do people see each other as different? Like, physical features and stuff, do you see it differently? Or, like, colors, do you see them differently?
Yeah, that's...
People just don't know because,
that's a
like,
whole other...
when I say red, it's red, you know?
Oh.
That's crazy.
That's what the same guy, Michael, he has his YouTube channel, Vsauce. I watched a lot of those videos when I was middle school, high school, or whatever.
He's a cool guy.
And he tackles a lot of those questions. I highly recommend, like, that's straight up a video. It's like, is my red the same as your red? Or do we imagine people the same way? And it's kind of... interesting how we think differently.
Yeah, like, we've normalized it in our brain, so we just assume that everybody else's looks the same, but does it? Crazy.
Right, yeah. And I don't think it's a bad thing either.
No.
Like, I think that's a lot of why, I mean, we need people that are good at some things and some people that are good at others, and
right.
a lot of people, this might be why they're more creative or things like that. And, like, people that think more analytically might not think that way, but they're good at, like, their brains just work in different ways.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty fascinating.
It's not that it's bad either way, it's just different.
Right.
And that's important.
Pretty cool.
That is cool. Anyway, that's all for synesthesia, I believe.
Yes, thank you. Hopefully you learned something. If you didn't, then you can blame Camden.
My fault.
It usually is. Yes. Till next time.
Scamper Badgers.
Yes. And let us know what you think.
Comments. We'd love to hear them.